Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You believe it's Friday already? Friday the 27th of May, last Friday of the month. It's 5/27/22. Today is National Sunscreen Day. I'm Doug Steffen here along with Jay Kirshner to observe. How are we going to observe? You have very fair skin.
I know. Oh, so fair and very freckly. So I have to be very cautious. I do my annual skin cancer screenings, and I have never gone to the dermatologist for the screening without them finding something they wanted to biopsy. Fortunately, yeah, everything has always come back negative or benign, but yeah, I really have to be on top of it.
And so this is something that runs in your family. I think that's what happens. A lot of people don't realize what runs in their family. And I think it's really important to understand the ramifications of what the sun does. You know, you were all teasing me the other night because I never wear sunscreen. I'm out in the sun 8-10 hours a day in the summertime. Lots of vitamin D. And that I've never had any. I had one little piece on my face about 10-12 years ago that did get biopsied, and they gave me some kind of cream that drew out whatever was in the skin, and that was the end of that.
But well, our shock, too, was that your lack of wrinkles for somebody who is always out in the sun and never wears sunscreen, you have minimal wrinkles. Like, you have really good skin, Doug.
A lot of people...
We're all just jealous.
Over the years that I had work done, and I had a little bit of work done a long time ago, because I had lots of, in my youth, I had lots of acne. And so as I grew older, I had the opportunity to meet a lady who was called Pam the Knife. She was a brutalizer of skin, shall we say. But she really, yikes is right. She had a good job. I mean, she did a good job of getting to the bottom line and fixing, tightening up the skin a little bit. So, but that was ages and ages ago, and that doesn't affect me. Yeah, I think that what happens a lot of times, I remember Dick Clark and I had, not to be a name dropper, but we had this conversation once a long time ago when he was asked why it is that his skin is as good as it is, and he said the same thing that I say. I just use all the regular, I use the regular skin creams, that sort of stuff. The passing of Ray Liotta is worth some time, 67 years old. He was a big, big smoker, but apparently his fiance found him and his father, I mean, his daughter was with him as well.
I didn't know about the daughter. I knew that his fiance was with him. He was filming in the Dominican Republic for a new film, Dangerous Waters. And the only thing we know so far is that he passed away in his sleep. And how tragic, how young, 67. But could you imagine being the fiance? I don't know if with Bob Saget, how he died in his sleep. But there was some kind of horrific brain injury or head injury, I should say. Did something happen prior to him going to sleep? Was she awake when this happened? Did she wake up to find her fiance beside her passed away? Just so heartbreaking for his whole family.
Well, you got to take every day at a time and enjoy every single day and make the most of every single day as you can. That's something that we've all, I think, learned. Maybe we learned it the hard way. Speaking of the hard way, Ellen DeGeneres and her program, this is the last week of that. And so, headline, ends pioneering talk show under a cloud. Is this the same cloud that has been the whole business about her being tough to work for or being nasty or yada, yada, yada? I think that everybody's gotten over the fact that she's gay. And I think that was never a part of anything other than she became a sort of what was referred to as a gay icon.
whatever that
means. Well, and she, when she started her show, we knew what her sexuality was. I think Rosie O'Donnell, do you remember when she had a talk show way, way back in the day?
Yes.
She came out in the middle of her talk show, or maybe was it after? I just remember during her talk show, we did not know for a period of time because she had this huge crush on Tom Cruise. And then after she came out, people were asking, like, well, wait a second, what was that whole Tom Cruise thing? And she was like, all I said was I wanted to watch him mow my yard shirtless. And he actually did, like, a fun little video clip where he mowed Rosie O'Donnell's yard shirtless.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, I think you get down to brass tacks, there's a certain amount of jealousy, I think, involved in it. There's nobody's perfect, and everybody has their own personality. And sometimes those help you get to where you are, and sometimes they hurt. But to have, you know, this is the trouble with social media, and I know that's your big thing. And I don't know how much, even though that's the area of expertise, one of the areas that we use on the program, your connection and your following through on some of this. But what I don't understand is why has so overtaken the lives of so many people, and people hang on every word. And why I saw I think it was an ad last night for a car manufacturer. And the car manufacturer was touting the brakes on this car. It'll stop on us, you know, on a dime, that sort of thing. And basically, they use as an example some clueless jerk walking out in the middle of the street looking at his iPhone and not paying attention, but was there. And then the guy gives the fellow, he flips him the bird because this dope is out in the street. You know, that kind of stuff is just man.
It is. Mobile devices are so difficult because you have people who are walking, and they are walking across the street, or they walk into poles because they're not looking up. They're looking at their phones. But you have that for drivers as well, where people are looking down, responding to text messages really quick, or trying to dial somebody that's not saved in the quick dial.
The United States has a new scale of numbers of births. I don't know if you saw this or not. The U.S. birth rate has increased this year for the first time since 2014, and the birth rate is attributed to immigration, not to naturalization. Does that make sense in terms of the new babies that are being born here? The increase is in those who have immigrated. I guess emigrated is the right word. If you, you're immigrating, let me see. Emigrate means leave. Immigrate means come in. Okay, so the immigration.
The difference of an I and
E. Yes. I and I, what is it? I before C, I before E, except after C.
Or when sounding like A as a neighbor or way. And the word weird, because it's just a weird word.
Yeah, it is. At any rate, so the birth rate going up among the population that is, now this becomes ticklish. This is, I don't mean this to sound like I'm prejudiced, but least American, is that? There are a lot of people who have come to this country in the last 15 years or so. Some have assimilated well and are working, and there are others who are just here occupying time and space and trying to take advantage of the U.S. taxpayer. And so it's hard to look at these stats and see exactly where the increases are. That is how you categorize where the increases have come. But you know, you look at the number of people that are coming in here, especially now, who are not legal, and they're able to take advantage of the system because we're good guys here. At some point, it seems to me, though, we've got to there's so many, and I mean this in not a double entendre. The system is being taxed to the extent that we're at the limit. You know, people say, well, go get those millionaires. Okay, so if you took half the money away from all the people who are billionaires, it's a pittance. It really is. That's a whole psychosis. People, we're going to get those rich guys. Okay. So there are two things to think about when you're talking about going to get the rich guys. One of them has to do with how much money really you're going to collect. Not that it, you know, isn't a good idea to collect as much as possible. The second thing is what they're doing with the money and how it is wasted, the fraud. It is just incredible. And why it is, I seem to be every year at tax time, the lone wolf who talks about this. I don't understand what there is about the system or what there is about our situation that people accept this. Are we just going to be complacent forever and not hold the people accountable? We're back to holding people accountable. You're a boss. You, if you have a business, you can't run your business like that. I can't run my business like that. I can't run at a deficit forever. You only borrow so much money, and then you got to pay it back. And so in our circumstance, we've borrowed a whole lot of money. Who knows how we're going to pay it back? But a lot of it has been to take care of these people who have come into the country who are not legal. I'm all for legal immigration, people who can contribute to society. That's what other countries do. They allow you to come in if you can contribute to the well-being of the country. And
I think a lot
of
people stand for that, too.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, you're not. Well, there are some people who are just like, I don't care what you're doing, stay out of our country. And that's just awful because our country is founded on immigration. But let's be real. If you're coming into our country and you're doing so legally, you're following those rules to become a legal citizen and you're contributing to society. A naturalized American citizen, born American citizen, or immigrated American citizen, contribute to the country. Doesn't matter who you are. Let's just help, contribute.
Yeah. Everybody, we're all here to help. Whether people realize that or not, we're all here. That's our reason for being, is to help folks. And I've always lived my life like that. That's what I was taught. And I think that's, if we all think that way, help yourself but help others. What's the old expression? You can't help others if you don't help yourself. That's very true. But keep in mind where it goes. The woman that we were talking about yesterday who was married to Jeff Bezos, I never can remember her name.
Oh, Mackenzie Scott.
Yeah, setting a pretty good example. She's one in a million, maybe, who's doing that, but it's a very good, and it isn't liberal versus conservative. It's just kind of the right thing to do. More liver transplants last year from overdosed victims, if you will. I wonder what kind of shape the pandemic brought about a lot of, obviously, a lot of problems and people surviving. Some people who were obese had diabetes, people who were sick, generally speaking, and they got COVID, and then they died. Among all of the transplants that were used over the past 2 years, most of the transplants that were needed were liver transplants, and most of them were for donors who had overdosed during the pandemic. That is, under the circumstances.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
Yeah, but that when I say overdose, it's a one-time thing. A lot of times people overdose, they get desperate and they just get a hold of drugs and they use them, but that's, their system's not used to it.
Well,
so
yeah, relapses.
That's why, yeah, that's why
they cause.
Their liver is as usable as it is. All right, 18 after, this is the DJV Friday program.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Bum, 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 bum. I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Calatin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. Your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast. Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together. And that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's 23 after the hour now on the DJV Friday program. Jay and Doug, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen at your service and on your side, which is kind of a good thing. Trending things, well, we're always on to, as we say, that which is hot. When it's hot, and when it's not, it's not. There's something that we will enjoy talking about, I think, and it's a breath of fresh air, frankly. The good news, how does that work? We'll find out after this.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
All right, so you know how I am when it comes to good news. The Doug Steffen Good Day program is pretty much all about good news. There's good news wrapped in bad news, I suppose. So what's this you're highlighting, because it is being highlighted. People are so burned out. I mean, look at the talk radio countdown show stories this week. Crime, violence, partisan politics, the economy, COVID, Russia.
Yeah, it's a lot of doom and gloom.
Hello.
But
is there anything Roe v.
Everywhere.
Yeah, it's doom and gloom. So what can we tell people about this Good News Network and what it does and how you can sign up for it? Because this is really a good public service, frankly.
Yeah, this is great. This is for schools. And we all know that mental health is a real crisis happening. Childhood depression, anxiety, especially rising during the pandemic. There's disturbing news stories everywhere, adding to mental health burdens. Well, Good News Network and Rise Vision, who does digital signage, it's a digital signage company for schools, they've partnered and they're spreading positivity and uplifting news content on video screens for schools, grades kindergarten through 12th grade. And if you've ever seen, you see the signage at schools where they will talk about different updates happening in the school, highlight kids who are students who are doing something, student achievements, they're trying to create a positive school culture with this. So they're going to be sharing the good news stories from Good News Network on these templates. They launched this month in over 120 schools already, spreading this positivity. Good News Network was founded in 1997, so that shows it has a legitimate staying power. It's number one on Google search for anybody who's looking for good news stories. This is just absolutely incredible. And
is
the cool thing, it absolutely is. And the really cool thing is any school who is already a customer of Rise Vision, has one of the Rise Vision signages at their school, they'll get this template free. It's completely free to add the good news stories, the Good News Network stories, to that signage on the schools. It is fantastic.
What's the address again?
Go to sales@risevision.com, email them, and you can get all hooked up.
All right. Sounds like a good plan. I'll do that myself right now. It's 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Volta Trucks has revealed the strategic roadmap for its entry into the North American market, having already established itself as a leading European full electric commercial vehicle manufacturer. The plan will see the first Volta Zero vehicles operating on Los Angeles streets by the end of next year. Volta Trucks aims to appoint an experienced U.S.-based manufacturing partner in late 2022. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Whether you're working from home, an office, or both, Staples has your tech.
A powerful PC that'll help me deliver the perfect presentation.
Staples has your tech.
How about wireless headphones so I'm not tied to my desk?
A second monitor that'll make multitasking manageable?
Staples has you covered with tech solutions and accessories, from the latest laptops to networking solutions. And now, save up to $260 on select PCs. The latest tech solutions are at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 5/28, in-store only.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Following the Uvalde school shooting by a sick 18-year-old child, mob mentality to do away with guns and our Second Amendment rights is being decided by who screams the loudest. New York Congresswoman Democrat AOC is putting the blame on men.
Check on the men in your life. It just feels like there's very few, like, role models and examples of people talking about this in healthy ways. There is such a thing as healthy masculinity that is not rooted in the subjugation of other people.
The National Basketball Association at last night's playoff game in California.
Also, change starts at the ballot box. We encourage you to text VOTER to 26797 to check your registration status.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There was so much hope that violence in New York City would end when former lawman Eric Adams became mayor of the Big Apple. As violence and crime continues to be a major problem, Mayor Eric Adams is being called out for failing the people. Former Rochester Police Chief LaRon Singletary uses the Fox News platform to convey his message.
I think the number one mission of government is to provide for the safety and protection of its people. And Eric Adams, I think, has his priorities kind of mixed up here. And I think what people really want is him to solve the issue of crime. People want to be safe. He just met with a bunch of CEOs in New York City. I mean, we're not talking small CEOs. We're talking about big CEOs who basically say, enough is enough. We need your help. We need you to provide solutions to this problem. No matter what's going on in the rest of the world and the rest of the nation, Eric Adams has to focus on New York City. When I was police chief, that was the number one role, that was the number one responsibility that I had, was to provide for the safety and protection of the citizens of Rochester, New York, and those that came to work, play, and visit. And New York City is the metropolis of New York State. We have to make sure that New York City is safe for residents and those that come to work and play and visit, or else businesses will leave.
Irma Garcia's family hurting from her death in the Texas school shooting that targeted her fourth grade classroom. Her husband of 24 years, Joe Garcia, dropped off flowers at his wife's memorial Thursday morning in Uvalde, returned home, and died. First reports are indicating a heart attack. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
You're constantly exposed to bugs. You're constantly exposed to viruses, to microbes, to bacteria. You can't get away from those things any more than a fish can get away from water. You live in an absolute atmosphere filled with these microbes. And so you've got these processes inside your body to constantly defend you from these things.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's now 34 after the hour on the Friday, the 27th of May. This is the DJV program. I'm overviewing some of the things. There's so much stuff going on here. I don't know. I was going to tie the conversation of COVID to the monkeypox, but that actually is not a smart idea because there's no relationship, number one, even though the news media seems to be trying to make a connection. The Center for Disease Confusion has identified 9 cases of it here in America so far, Jay. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, by the way. The state of California, Florida, Massachusetts, New York, Utah, Virginia, and Washington, and all of them are tied to people who have just come back from visiting in Egypt. You know, it's a sub-Saharan Africa for the most part.
Okay, so nobody has been diagnosed with it in the U.S. that where it's spread here. It's all been people that have traveled and come back. Okay. Yeah.
It's clear that it doesn't spread, and this is misinformation back again. This stuff is like the smallpox. It does not, you touch nothing. It doesn't make any difference. You gotta get spit. You have to have fluids in order for you have sneeze on somebody, or you kiss them, or you have some kind of relationship with them. But the only way that it is transmitted is through some sort of
so kind of like mono contact. And EBV.
Yeah, right. That's a good comparison. Right. There are two vaccines that have been approved by the Food and Drug Administration for smallpox and apparently being used. They are stockpiled now. But and this is a good question. How many people even remember getting a vaccine for smallpox? We all got it when we were children, right? Have we gotten it since then?
I thought it was eradicated by the time I was a child. Maybe I did get vaccinated against it. I don't recall that being one of them. That wasn't one that my son was vaccinated against.
So there's an approved drug called Jynneos, J-Y-N-N-E-O-S, approved for use against monkeypox, and some of the doses have been distributed. But one would wonder why, if you don't have contact with somebody like this, or somebody who's got it, I don't know why we would.
Or if you're going to be traveling.
Okay, yeah, maybe.
So that vicinity, like, what is it, the malaria vaccines and drugs that people will get prior to going over?
Yeah, a lot of people.
That would make sense.
This week have, again, we go back to the AIDS epidemic and how it was transferred. A lot of people who were gay were getting it, and then that became a whole black mark against the gay people that live in our country and around the world. So now there has been some question or rumors that have been started about getting it. If you're gay or in the LGBTQ community, are you going to become more likely to be able to transmit it or to get it? And I don't see that. I don't see how that's relevant, frankly. You're going to get it or you're not going to get it. I mean, it's whether you're having sex with somebody your own sex or somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You notice that I'm not too anxious to have that conversation. At any rate, I made up my mind this week that I kind of don't want to get lost in the sewer. And one of the ways that people find in good sports like baseball and basketball, I don't consider football a good sport, but basketball is pretty something that a lot of people wrap themselves around. I noticed the Golden State Warriors have beat the Dallas Mavericks. Not good news for our friend Mark Cuban. All right. The score was 120 to 110 to advance to the NBA Finals. This is the first time since 2019 that Golden State has been in the play. Also, the Edmonton Oilers advanced to the Western Conference Finals in the NHL. So that's, I guess, exciting if you're a hockey fan.
I can hear the excitement in your voice.
I think I've not ever been a sports person. I've always been somebody who could play sports because I'm physically able to do it, but I've never found an interest in it. Maybe part of it is the fact that I was around it all the time as a kid. My father was a great sports person. A lot of times we take on what our parents do, and that's who we become. I was just the opposite. There are no traits. Well, some people think I have a few traits from my father. Don't have any from my mother. I was never interested in sports. I found myself at the farm and liking being at the farm and being around the animals. So I didn't play football. I ran track, and I was pretty good at it, and I was a good baseball player in terms of hitting the ball and running. I couldn't field worth a darn, and so that kind of got me.
Then you would have been a great pinch hitter. You just only had to focus on hitting. You never had to get out in the field.
Right. I would have been, actually. I don't know that it's kind of like the radio business. I'm on my own. And so I think that we all need to have something physically that we love. And I think that if you love to play golf, good for you. If you love to play basketball, that's cool. Track, soccer, using the headers, and football, no. I'm so dead.
Well, and indoor soccer is dangerous, too, because of the wall. I mean, you can straight up get body checked. Indoor soccer is basically like hockey on foot.
Yeah.
That's where all my concussions came from.
How many did you have? I didn't know you had concussions.
I lost count.
Really?
I had probably, I want to say one concussion a season, a couple seasons I had two, but it was because of dirty play. It was somebody would body check me and my head would smash into the that wall during indoor soccer. I never had a concussion during outdoor soccer.
I didn't realize, my God, I don't know what to say. After all the things that I say about, you know, what is not what's good for children, what isn't okay for children. You know, you think about the things, you know, going back to the pandemic for a second, and you just made me think about something and how much activity was lost as well. You know, a lot of children, we know that they use the Zoom to have classes and to supposedly keep learning. But, you know, a lot of the things that happen in school, either during school or after school, involve physical activity. And that all went down the drain, too. So I'm wondering how people who, no matter what their age, but youngsters especially, how their bodies are developing now. Is there, I wonder if there's a study anyplace. How, if you have children, I'd be interested in hearing from you on our social media as to how you either kept them in check, or what kind of shape their bodies are in now, or, you know, what are you doing to enhance the quality of your child's physical life, and maybe even what you're doing to enhance your own physical abilities, because that's, you got to, I mean, you really have to, if you want to not do what Ray Liotta did and die at the age of 67, you know, you got to do a number of things. And,
well, what is that saying with muscle mass, if use it or lose it?
Yep, that's right, exactly. And that's why I think it's hard sometimes. I find exercising for the sake of exercising to be awfully boring. I have a gym in my house, and I use it from time to time. But keeping myself going, moving, walking, running as much as I can, working on the farm, that sort of thing. But there are parts of your body that you really need to keep working on in order to maintain the strength, your legs, your arms, your shoulders. That sort of stuff. You got to keep that going. And so, I think that the essence of how we take care of ourselves is reflected on our own good health, but also on the health of our children. I want you to meet the world's tallest dog. Have you seen this 7-foot tall dog?
Yeah, it's a cutie.
Have you seen that? Why?
It is massive.
Zeus.
Yeah.
The world's tallest living male dog. He's 6'1" when he spreads out. He's from Dallas, Texas, apparently. And his owner is Brittany Davis, 36-year-old teacher. Lives in Fort Worth. And when she goes places with him, everybody, he stands 3'5" tall on all fours. But then when he stands up, good God, what a monster.
Well, and you know what's kind of fascinating, too?
The lady who owns her, by the way, is 5'1". I'm looking at it.
Yeah. Could you imagine sharing a bed with that dog or even just snuggling on the couch? There was a Great Dane who previously was holding the record that passed away in September of 2014 from Michigan, also named Zeus.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And looking at pictures of him when he was a puppy, you imagine how much... How much food can this guy?
Yeah. And you get a larger dog, you know it's going to grow. It's going to get pretty big, but I don't think you always know how big. But when you see the puppy paws and you have these huge puppy paws, you know that dog is going to be massive because it has to grow into its paws, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Or do not all dogs grow into their paws?
Well, one of the things that happened when my son adopted our dog, Frankie, I rescued him from a group of people who had bred dogs down on Martha's Vineyard, and at the end of the season they put the dogs they don't get adopted to sleep. And so somebody I was seeing at the time was big into saving dogs, and I was too, so she went down and picked up a couple of dogs and brought them back. We found a home for one of them immediately, and the other one, Frankie, was a combo. He was a mastiff. He had some bulldog in him. He had a little pit bull in him. And his paws were so big, when he walked, he fell over. And the people who bred him thought that there was something wrong with him, and they were going to put him to sleep. And we took him, and he grew and lived to be 17. He died last year Brendan took him. We traded dogs. I got Charlotte and he got Frankie. And just, I remember my son calling me and how upset he was. He cried and cried and cried. And that's, you know, that's the impact the dogs have. Oldest living dog in the world is 21. As long as we're talking about dogs here, I've had dogs live to, let's see, my first dog lived to be 17, almost 18, was a mutt. Charlotte lived to be 15. Just every moment,
oh, wow.
I guess the point is, every moment, enjoy and
cherish
love
it.
Those dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. 47 after here on the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Oh, won't you stick with me, baby? I'm going to make a lot of bread. I mean both money and actual bread. But right now I need dough, cause my delivery truck's dead. And by dough, I mean money. Trucks don't run on bread.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with personalized discounts that save you money, Progressive Commercial keeps you humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I need more dough.
Need with an N.
I need more dough.
Need with a K.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
I know it's technically still spring, but summertime has arrived over at Kohl's. I shopped their Hello Summer sale and got 40% off patio furniture, 50% off a few outdoor dining essentials, found a cute bikini top for under $20, and because I spent over $25, I got $10 off, plus I earned Kohl's cash. So if you want more style, more savings, and more sunshine, you know where to go. Plus Styles offers in May 30th. Some exclusive apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, time for us to review the top five items from the world of technology this past week. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner to go from number five to number one. At number five, if you're a Costco member, you can currently cash in on sales for a variety of Apple services. Costco has discounted subscriptions for Apple Arcade, Apple News Plus, and Apple TV Plus. You have any of those, Jay?
I have all of them.
Oh, you do?
I'm a big streamer.
Well, let's see how this rates with what you're paying. The going rate for a year of Apple TV Plus or Apple Arcade is $49.99. Is that what you're paying at the moment?
About that. I have packages along. Well, I don't have AT&T DirecTV at the moment, but a lot of them came with kind of included with that stuff. Yeah. So
if you're a Costco member, you can save $5. This is a year of Apple News Plus, usually $119 when purchased on a month-to-month basis directly from Apple. But Costco has a discounted price. You subscribe at $89.99. As the name suggests, Apple Arcade grants access to a number of exclusive mobile games that are unavailable on any other device. Apple News Plus consolidates the paid subscriptions from a number of news outlets, including the L.A. Times, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, New York Times, that sort of thing. You also get access to a wide variety of magazines like The New Yorker and Popular Science and Sports Illustrated and Wired. And then there are other streaming services that Apple TV has. Apple TV Plus comes with its own library of original and exclusive content. Platform is the only place you can get Ted Lasso, Central Park, For All Mankind. I don't know those two shows. I know Ted Lasso, but I don't know For All Mankind. Have you seen that?
No, I'm not familiar with that one. I can't even tell you anything about it. But I've been wanting to watch Ted Lasso.
All right, number four is an Amazon story, Jay. What's the scoop?
Well, they're piloting a program that has its contracted Flex drivers picking up and delivering packages from local malls. Amazon Flex is kind of like DoorDash or Uber Eats, where people are using their own vehicles and they go and pick up the packages from the Amazon warehouses. But now they can go to local stores, local malls. It will help Amazon fulfill the same-day or two-day delivery orders, and only a handful of sellers are participating in the program. No word exactly which stores and brands, but a lot of these piloting programs are happening in malls located in Chandler, Arizona, Vegas, Nevada, Tyson's Corner, Virginia, and they used to really rely on the U.S. Postal Service, but now they're kind of moving towards the Amazon Flex, and also local businesses can become part of this, where packages get dropped off 360 days a year, and workers are tasked with delivering them within a 10-mile radius.
All right. Number three is the new news from Foxconn, which is one of the companies that makes a lot of technology products, but now they're going into the truck business, U.S. electric vehicle business. Automakers, both traditional companies and startups, have dominated electric manufacturing of cars until now, but Foxconn's experience in Apple iPhone production gives them a degree of sophistication that could make them a serious player. So it'll be very interesting. They're based in Taiwan. It'll also be interesting to see how that plays, given the fate, or let's see what the fate is, but the fate of Taiwan could hold the fate for Foxconn as well. Speaking of cars, Hyundai is building a facility. What are they building?
Yeah, a facility dedicated to manufacturing electric vehicles and batteries. This is going to be in Savannah, Georgia, and it's Hyundai's first electric vehicle-only plant in the U.S. The South Korean automaker will spend $5.5 billion on the new facilities and will receive an additional $1 billion investments from suppliers. Now, this factory is set to make 300,000 vehicles per year and will add around 8,100 new jobs. So this is great when you look at the employment rate and how they can create more jobs. It is really fantastic.
There are other companies that are doing the same thing. So there's a lot of focus, as we know, on electric vehicles. Number one tech story this week is the Canadians banning Huawei from their 5G networks. It's about time. Everybody should be doing this to get rid of the Chinese tech and the listening in, the monitoring, their involvement in this is the corruption like you wouldn't believe. Telephone companies up there will be prevented from procuring any 4G or 5G equipment from Huawei or any of their related companies. The equipment has to be removed, in fact. If you've got it now, you've got to remove it if you've been doing business with Huawei. So a lot of people in America are spending a lot of money to replace the equipment because Huawei is on the outs here as well. So that's something to keep in mind when you're buying stuff. Here we are, 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.